Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. I'm always so impressed when I interview a teen who found their purpose and passion when they were very young. Today's guest is one of those people. Jaquiel is a 15-year-old social entrepreneur from Chicago who first learned about homelessness when he was only 5 years old. He started Project I Am, which works to raise awareness around the issue of homelessness and helps those who are unhoused by providing blessing bags filled with essential toiletries. Jaquiel was a Giving Tuesday Spark leader, and this past December, he rallied hundreds of kids and teens in 60 cities around the country to create 10,000 blessing bags. I was so impressed with Jaquiel's commitment, his confidence, and his sincere desire to lead other young people in the effort to end homelessness. I can't wait to see the impact he'll make in the future. Welcome back, everybody. I'm excited to introduce you to Jaquiel. Jaquiel, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us all about where you live, how old you are, what you like to do, and then tell us all about your project.
Yep. So my name is Jaquiel Jackson. I'm a 15-year-old social entrepreneur, student athlete. I like to play basketball, I tap dance, break dance, do a lot of good stuff. And I also have an organization called Project I Am, where I build awareness of homelessness and I provide blessing bags for those in need. They are full of toiletry items like soap, tissue, hand sanitizer, wipes, masks, all the daily essentials that we can sometimes take for granted that they don't even have.
Right. That's amazing. So tell us how this got started. Take us all the way back to the beginning, whenever it was. What was the inspiration for this? What sort of sparked this for you?
How it started was when I was about 5 years old. I went to go actually feed the homeless one my aunt and my cousins for the first time. And this was my real first experience with the homeless. And before this, I thought that everybody had homes, so I really didn't understand why they were out there. So when I went home, I asked my parents if we can give them all houses. Now that was just like my five-year-old mind just running crazy, thinking of whatever we can do. And obviously we couldn't do that at the time. So I kept begging my parents. So eventually that showed them how much of a passion I had for the issue and how much I really wanted to do something about it. So that's when we sat down and we talked about the different things that we can do. And it was between food and toiletry items. And I wanted to do toiletry items because I realized that it was more long-lasting. And food is temporary. It can not be good for you at a certain point of time if you wait on it. So I thought that the toiletry items was the best option.
Sure. And as we've done a little bit of work with homeless outreach here. You know, there are certain items that folks who are living marginally or experiencing homelessness, they need on an ongoing basis, like warm socks or a toothbrush or toothpaste, or for women who might be experiencing homelessness, feminine hygiene things that we all, again, as you said, take for granted. But you're so right. Food is sustenance. And there are a lot of different ways that folks who are experiencing this can access food, but sometimes toiletries are just not included in that. And I think that's really amazing. So I also love the story that you told about your five-year-old self just sort of thinking, well, why can't we just find everybody a home? It's such a basic thing. We all are so privileged to have a place to live and to feel safe and warm and comfortable. And it is, I think, really hard for children to understand how someone could not have a place to go and sleep. So how did you get started with the bags? And did you work with an organization that works with those who are homeless in terms of handing them out? Or did you literally just go around on the street with your family?
Yeah, so my first packing party was at a place called Razzmatazz, and we had like maybe 18 of my friends come out and help, and we packed like 88 bags. So we started out really small, and from there I think we went and pass them out to an actual shelter. So how we started is really what we're doing now, is passing them out to shelters and actually also like going on the Vidocs and passing them out personal. And we also now have grown to be able to actually like ship the bags to other cities and countries. So that's a really cool part about it.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. So if you're doing that sort of stuff, I have to ask the question, you know, how do you raise the money to purchase these items? They're not necessarily cheap, right? And shipping costs a lot of money. So have you run some fundraisers, or what are you doing for that piece?
So we apply for grants as well as other corporations that I've worked with in the past that have given big donations or continuously give donations to us, whether it's socks from a company called Bomba Socks, and also different corporations. A lot of hotels also help us out with toy items. So it's not all of like just us just, you know, coming out of pocket for it. It's mostly donations. And also like corporations like Nike did as well. They continuously give us socks sometimes, and also money to be able to make more blessing bags. So yeah, it's mostly donations.
And you raised a good point about the hotels, right? They have so many of those little bottles, which are so much easier to pack and to, you know, to put into the blessing bags, and so much easier to use because they have thousands of those, right? A hotel chain or something. Well, it's really smart of you to access corporate donors and to, you know, get folks involved like Bomba Socks. I know that one of their whole mission values is selling socks and giving socks to folks who need them. So this is just so aligned with what they're already doing. So have you learned anything in this process of doing this work? It seems like you've been doing it for a long time. Did you face any challenges? Any things that you would like to share with anyone who wants to start doing something like this in their own community?
A challenge that we mainly have faced and still face sometimes is droughts in donations, because since we're a non-for-profit, we pretty much thrive off of donations. So there have been like droughts during COVID where we weren't getting as many, and we had to, you know, maneuver and find a way to get through that, which is where we found, you know, like that's when we started doing a lot of grants, and we started getting a lot of donations from corporations. So that's when all that good stuff was happening. Also, I would say for somebody who wants to get started, I would say to start off small, because if you start off small, it gives you wiggle room to be able to, you know, adjust certain things about your organization that you might not be able to do if you, you know, go all out on your first time doing an event. You might not be able to do what you want to do in terms of adjusting the organization.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you raised a good point about reaching out to some homeless shelters that might already be doing work in your community, or homeless outreach organizations, right? So if you have that network to tap into, and you can create the blessing bags and then deliver them to one place where then they would do the distribution, that makes a lot of sense. Can you tell us a little bit about, I know that you were a Giving Tuesday Spark leader. So how did you get involved in that? And did you do the blessing bags as part of your Giving Tuesday effort this year?
Yes. Yeah, so this year we had a virtual packing party that we did for Giving Tuesday. It was a really big event. We had about over 60 cities involved in it. It was really cool to get everybody on the Zoom call at the same time packing the bags. We had about maybe 400 plus kids involved. So it was really cool to get the youth involved in the community service as well. And we packed about 10,000 bags that day. So that's the most that we have done in one packing. So that's what we did for Giving Tuesday. And that put us closer to the goal of 100,000 by my anniversary, which is in February. And yeah, so that's pretty much what I did for Giving Tuesday. But I think how I got involved in it was my parents really. They were doing a lot of communication with the Giving Tuesday people after we saw that my friend Chloe was a part of it. Chloe from LA, she was the first one, and then they got me involved, and it was just, you know, good stuff from there.
Yeah, no, it's fantastic. I think Giving Tuesday is just an amazing effort, and the fact that they've engaged with youth all over the country and Giving Tuesday Spark leaders is really incredible. I mean, Wow, Shaquille, 10,000 kids, I mean, 10,000 bags, excuse me, kids in 60 cities. That's like a huge, that's a huge number. And just look at, you know, where you started when you were five with giving out bags, you know, in your own community to that. Like, that's mind blowing. You know, it's really, really impressive, really incredible. Well, what are your thoughts for the future? Like, how do you see this growing? How else do you see this expanding? I think you're just raising a ton of awareness about homelessness and about just the basic dignity of giving folks the things that they need. But where do you see this going for yourself? And tell us more about your goal. So you want to get to 100,000 bags distributed by February? Is that your birthday or the anniversary of the of Project I Am?
Yeah, so my goals for the organization are to hopefully demolish homelessness in the future. And this is a really a big goal, and it sounds like impossible, but I mean, I hope to be able to get enough youth involved now so that we can really work towards the demolishing in this crisis. And I also want to be able to do tiny homes, which are basically tiny houses for those in need, but it's like a permanent situation for them instead of shelters, which kicks them out after a certain point of time. Now, for the anniversary for the Project I Am, we turned 7 years old this year in February. So I'm really excited about that. Yeah.
That's awesome. I actually had the opportunity to visit a tiny homes community in Austin, Texas, and it was fantastic. When we're offline, I'll send you some information about it, but it was really amazing. And so they have folks who live there who are those who were previously homeless. Everybody contributes. They have a garden. They make their own food. They have a crafts fair. It was really incredible. And that concept of tiny homes is, I just think, is amazing. And we should try and expand that. You know, it's just to give people a place to call their own and a place to sleep. It's really, really special. And I love that you have a really big, audacious goal, because I think that's the only way that we're going to solve problems is if everybody sort of believes that we can do it working together. Well, Shaquille, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I'm just so impressed with what you've accomplished. Can you tell everybody where they could follow you, learn more, maybe learn about how they could start something similar in their own community?
Yeah, you can go to my Instagram. Shaquille Jackson is just my name, J-A-H-K-I-L Jackson. And you can also go to my website, officialprojectiam.com, as well as Shaquille.com. And I think it's Official Project I Am on Facebook as well. And my Instagram is also Official Project I Am. I have like two Instagrams. So it's Shaquille Jackson and Official Project I Am.
Project I Am. Well, that is awesome. We are wishing you the best of luck. I am confident that you're going to meet your goal for February and beyond. Thanks so much for taking time to speak with me today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.